High fives from everyone! Hey, high fives from everyone! Man. Everyone get in on the high five party!
And hello again, everyone. A very pleasant good afternoon and welcome to Gillette Stadium for this Week 13 encounter of the 8-3 New England Patriots and the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah!
Hollister, the double-sided Viking short motion to give to the fullback Devlin. He's in! Touchdown! James Devlin with his second in the last three games, and the Patriots strike first. Brady takes the snap, drops back under pressure, slides up, throws down the middle, catch by Gordon at the five, turns to the end zone! Touchdown, Patriots! Tom Brady!
You can't stop that.
Takes the snap, dropping back, feeling pressure, loads up and throws a long ball left for Robinson behind the defense. It's not
by
Jackson,
yes!
And intercepted by Harmon in the end zone!
Mantra.
Brady turns, gives it to Devlin, up the middle, and going to the end zone! James Devlin, times two! Touchdown, Patriots! His second of the day!
That's the way you cap the drive off!
Fourth and inches, Cousins sends Treadwell in short motion from the left. The quarterback takes the snap, gives his hands to Murray, runs it right side! He got stopped!
He got stopped!
Patriots!
Involves
the ball carrier!
No, it's a bad spot!
Flowers! First down.
No, bro, you got to challenge this. They got a good spot. He didn't get there. Throw the flag, Bill.
Belichick is reaching for the challenge flag. Thielen is yelling at Belichick, and now Thielen is yelling at Kyle Van Noy.
What's he talking about
with the head coach of the Patriots?
How many games have we called this year? I'll take all those receivers over Thielen's... this guy. This guy hasn't done anything today.
Mantra.
That's the dozen. A blitz, a throw down. But the tackle is made by Gilmore on Treadwell. Vikings turn it over on downs.
Check downs all day, baby. That's a 29 mil by
you. Yeah!
Impressive win over the Minnesota Vikings by a 24-10 final guarantees the Pats franchise a 19th consecutive winning season.
Five to Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. This company was having a 2-for-1 iPad thing yesterday, iPad, iPhone thing. My wife went, she was on the phone with customer service for 2.5 hours.
Can I say that it was not T-Mobile? Just throwing it out there.
I'm not saying who it was.
Okay.
It wasn't anybody. It was not T-Mobile.
Good.
It could have been just John's phones for all I know. But 2.5 hours getting these phones hooked up. Oh, my God. And I can't do it. She has the patience to do it. I start losing it. I start getting, like, physically mad and, like, wanting to. And I start screaming and yelling. And then they hang up on me generally.
Yeah. I'm usually the one that can deal with that kind of stuff.
No, I've been hung up on numerous times by people. It's like, this is all you do for a living. Like, I'm setting
people
up a phone.
People love to have someone tell them that, too.
Like, but this is, like, this is what you do. This is, like, everything you do is what I'm asking you to do.
Right. It's like going to a bakery and saying, why don't you have any cookies?
Or why don't you have bread?
Right. It's like, this is what you make. You make cookies for a living, and you haven't made cookies. You're having a hard time doing this.
I'm not asking you to troubleshoot.
Right.
I'm asking you to start the phone, which is literally the A1 thing that your responsibility is.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand. And listen, if I had the job, I'd just tell people to go screw and hang up.
Which you essentially did when you worked at Blimpie.
When I worked at Blimpie's, I would just, I used my hands to put the food, the vegetables on. If people, I would lock the door before we were closed. And me and my friends would give people the finger.
Is that because you wanted to get fired or just because it didn't matter to you?
Like, it was fun.
Okay, all right. Because there's got to be nothing more fun than wanting to get fired.
Well, because if I got fired, all I had to do was literally walk. And what I did is I walked two doors down to the half-off card shop and worked there. And they had a warehouse, and I'd just sleep in the warehouse.
Has anyone ever wanted to get fired and found a great way to do it? 617-779-0985. Like, that one I would like to know. Like, if you had nothing to lose,
okay,
hate the boss or whatever you work for, and you just want to get fired.
Okay, I'll tell you what I've done. I've been fired from washing dishes because I was stealing. I got fired.
What were you stealing?
Food. just for the hell of it. I got
like food that people, by washing dishes, was this food that was already on the plates?
It was stuff that people had already ate.
Were you just bored? That's what it was. You were just bored, so you took food.
Yes, I hated the job.
Okay.
I got fired from a car wash just for not showing up. But I had a guy that had to like hand dry one side of the car because he had been shot in the other arm and had he was on work release from prison. Then I got fired from a driving range picking up the balls because when you get hit like with a ball, it sounds like a bomb went off.
Yeah, like when you're inside that car.
Right, and so I was and the front is plexiglass, like the sides is caged.
And it's true, and you've worked there. People aim for you.
So I don't mind if they aimed at me when I was going back and forth like 100, 150 yards, 200 yards away.
Yeah.
But I was coming in. And a guy kept trying to hit him at me and eventually hit me in the windshield from like 20 feet away.
Oh, jeez.
And I got out and started screaming at him. I got fired from the ground.
You're in the right there, by the way.
Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I got fired from the ground round for not trying. And then
how do you not try at the ground round?
Because I was about to go back to college. And then the guy was so happy that he was firing me. And I'm like, that's okay. I have to go back to school in 2 weeks. And he was like, I got fired from Blimpy. I got fired from the half-off card shop.
Why'd you get fired at the half-off card shop?
Just was not working. I got fired from... the best firing is I got fired from... not Barnes & Nobles. What was the other one?
B. Dalton Booksellers?
Borders.
Borders.
First of all, I felt so sorry for people at Borders because they had, like, advanced degrees in, like...
it's the teachers in their off time.
Like old, like, you know, Sanskrit and stuff. And I'm like, right. Oh, man, you spent so much money in school. And then I didn't show up for a month, and I got a call on my answer machine that said, hey, Fred, notice you haven't been in a while. Still working with us?
I just thought you just had taken some time off.
I got fired from Chili's. I got fired.
Wow, how many jobs have you been fired from? How do you, because I've got this, I don't know what it is, but the fear of getting fired from any job, any crap, that would freak me out. Like, I've just got this thing where
I got fired from the button place.
TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
It's because, didn't you say that they wanted you to make some certain kind of crazy drink in a crazy glass, and you're like, I refuse to do this?
I sat down with the, like, who's training. I don't know if I so much got fired as I left, and the guy's like, he was in from, he was like the regional guy who came in to train.
He had the most buttons.
And these guys are like completely brainwashed. In fact, they're doing a show based on Chili's and these guys that do it.
All right.
By the way, I like Chili's. And so this guy comes in and he's like, and first of all, the drinks are ridiculous. They're like, you know, double mud pump caboose.
Right, Jamarita.
And he goes, and if you don't put the triple fudge boodly boo into this cup, the hand of God will come down. And I started laughing. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, how many glasses do you have? And he's like, and they're so fired up and so indoctrinated into this system.
Sure.
That he probably told me to go screw or something. But so I wouldn't call that fired. I've been training for a while. What else did I get fired for?
God, how many? So you're at like 10?
That's 11 or 12.
That's 11 or 12 jobs you've been fired from?
I've never been fired from radio. I've never been suspended on radio. And I've bad stuff. I haven't been suspended. Oh, boy. I got to be missing some stuff.
That's amazing. That's okay, enough. So 11 Seriously. Jobs.
Yeah.
John, you ever been fired?
Like, no.
I'm
with you, Rich. The fear of being fired.
It would freak me out.
Even if
it was something like, even when I worked at Subway, like I would freak out if they fired me.
I worked at Steve's Ice Cream in downtown Lexington when I was,
but you could just go across the street.
I know, but it's the fact that I don't want to have that conversation.
Something in my brain.
I don't know. Back then, I thought it was funny.
See, to me, it was just like, I don't want to have to sit there and have someone tell me, we're letting you go and control my destiny and me have to do it all over again. I just wanted to make them...
Well, first of all, I was such a bad waiter. I made more training than I did waiting tables for the most part.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
I didn't get fired from Jocks and Chills. I did get... The guy tried to embarrass me to quit, but I didn't. He tried to make me ride the drive the shuttle bus to the places.
All right. We have full phone lines of people who wanted to get fired.
Okay. All right. So we'll take those 617-779-0985, and I'll try to think of more places that I've been fired from.
By the way, the Twitch is going nuts. So twitch.tv/thesportshub. You can once again watch us now. We are back, and you're able to see just how well we dress in the morning. And we've got...
And again, we get radio credit for it.
Yeah, so thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay tuned for more Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
Quickly, before we get to our phone calls, a little earlier than this time tomorrow... around 7:40.
My name is Fox. Fantastic. At 3 o'clock, I have my first Manhattan.
Go Red Sox.
It's called lateral tease, but I kind of missed it a little bit. So it's around 7:40, 7:45 tomorrow. We will get to hear the results of the Recliner Christmas with Mr. Mark Jamelli, who will have a limo pick him up today and bring him to the Bernie and Phil's over in Saugus, and will pick out his own recliner, and his own son, Nick Jamelli, intern Nick, will be down there recording the entire thing. We'll do that.
And you'll never hear someone more overjoyed in the history of the world.
Without a doubt. The happiest man on the planet. Without a doubt.
Just the limousine, and then he's going to be like queen for a day.
It's unbelievable. I just want all my neighbors to see me getting into a limo.
That's right. And he will go where dreams come true.
To go to Bernie and Phil's. Wow. That's like a dream come true.
So look for that tomorrow.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we're learning that Fred has been fired from at least 11 places, which I knew you'd been fired a couple times. I didn't realize 11.
You just started listing them. I'm like, okay, it ends. It's not ending.
Dude, Fred, that's more than one firing a year before you got into radio.
Seriously.
Well, I get fired a couple jobs at a time.
What was your average length of employment?
A month.
Wow.
So, yeah, and this is all right until right after college, because I got a job at Jackson Jill's in college, which I kept for a few years. So I actually worked there for a few years.
I needed the money. It was another reason I didn't want to get fired. I needed it.
Well, I mean, just go. It's not like they give you raises. I mean, just go. If they do, it's like 25 cents. Go somewhere else.
I worked at Subway, and I one time got to when I was in high school, and they asked me if I would come in for 2 hours before school started and open up so people on their way to school could stop and get a sandwich for lunch. And they said if I did that and opened up the store and got there at 5:30 in the morning, they would give me an extra 50 cents an hour.
Oh, wow. Hot dog.
And I was making $5 an hour. Yeah. So essentially, I would make an extra dollar.
Yeah.
If I would wake up at 4:45 and go, and you know what? I was like, sure, yeah, it's great.
You went to Subway before school?
I used to work at Subway before school and then go to school and then work at Subway after school.
Oh, man. Did anyone ever throw stuff at you?
No. No. We had angry customers, but for the most part, I kind of knew how to... like, turn down the heat.
Blimpies was great. We'd just laugh at the angry customers, and it was fun.
I would just kill them with kindness. Like, I would just, be over-the-top nice, and it would infuriate them, but they couldn't do anything.
Nope. I'd just start laughing. I go, this is a sub shop.
All right.
Sir or madame.
So
this isn't Tavern on the Green, which doesn't exist anymore, but that's my only reference. Ian, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
So I worked at a Stop and Shop gas station, and it was very frustrating dealing with the customers because they didn't care about exploding at all and not following the rules. And once I gave my 2 weeks notice, it was the greatest 2 weeks of my life.
All right, so you were working at an undisclosed gas station.
Right, right.
And then people were jerks. And so, that was the same way at the car wash. It's like people expected you... for a dollar tip to like rub it with a diaper, and you're like, dude, there's 80 cars in line, stupid. Like, you know, your Ford Festiva is gonna have to go with like maybe a little watermark on it. All right, so you were able to explode on the customers.
Well, they didn't want to follow any of the rules, like, I don't know, turning your engine off while you're pumping gas or smoking while you're pumping gas. They're like, no, it's safe. It's totally confined in this little tube. And once I gave my 2 weeks, I was like, oh, I'm not taking any crap from anyone. And I'm like, nope, turn the pump off. I'm just telling customers to go screw themselves. It was the best 2 weeks of my life.
See, so you know how you felt in those 2 weeks? That's how I felt every day.
Just like every day was a screw you day.
Yeah, every day was just wonderful.
Okay, at one point, this sounds so stupid because I know what the answer is. If you're going to a different job and they see that you've been fired at like...
I didn't have a resume.
Well, don't you have to fill out like the last places that you worked?
Yeah, I just didn't.
Well, I guess that's one way to avoid.
The first restaurant I worked in, I said I didn't know what a ramekin was. And they were like, how do you not know what a ramekin is?
I don't know what a ramekin is.
It's like this sauce, little cup for sauce.
Oh, okay.
And then I'm like, do you call it a souffle dish? And I'm like, sure. I just wrote that I worked at a million restaurants. Oh, I got fired from a Mexican restaurant in Buckhead right off of 400.
Okay, all right.
Remember that like complex right off of 400? I'm trying to think what else was in it. I don't know. They started showing me videos and then
the miracle of life.
Yeah. I think I got fired from there. I might have just walked away. John, go ahead.
So, first of all, let me say, I love Machiavelli. He's the best.
He is.
Zolak doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm so excited for tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
But anyway, I worked at this printing place in Manchester, and I was done. I didn't feel like being there anymore. So me and my buddies, we went out drinking mid-afternoon. I worked third shift overnight. And I was planning on going to work, but I was a little too inebriated to make it there. I couldn't even make it home. So I called my night manager, and I called in. I said, listen, I'm drunk. I'm wasted. And he was kind of speechless and dumbfounded. He's like, you're seriously calling in right now saying that you're drunk? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right, man. So that was it. That was the end of the conversation. So the next day I go to work, 11 o'clock at night. I swipe my thing to get in the door. It didn't work.
So he just got fired.
I just love the honesty. Just going, I'm drunk. Really? You're saying this right now? Yeah, sorry. I just needed a drink.
I never got fired for being drunk. I didn't really drink in high school. And I never I worked summers in college. Drew, go ahead.
Hey, guys. First off, 11 jobs you got fired from? That's got to be some kind of record.
Yeah.
So I just got fired. I think I got fired. I put in my 2 weeks yesterday because I've been working at. Have you guys heard of Heavenly Donuts? It's like a donut chain. No. Northern Mass, Southern New Hampshire.
No. Yeah. No. You need to. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't say.
Anyway. Yeah. Business. Okay. So anyway, well, it's pretty good place. No complaints with the place. This guy's been working there for a while. He's about retirement age, and he's just. I think he's kind of having his 2 week experience. He's just going on a tear and everybody, like, just...
Yes.
If you mention the business, then you make these accusations. That's no good. That's no good.
Yeah, hang on. Who is... Should we go to line one?
I got to let some of the dump come back.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Because line one looks interesting.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to... Mark, go ahead.
Hi, yes, how you guys doing today?
Good, what's up?
Yeah, so one time I used to work for this radio station. I used to do the midday show, and the morning show had this skit that spilled into my show, so I acted like a huge douche about it. And they fired me, and this guy John from Vegas took my job.
Aha! Uh-huh. That's a weird story.
All right. It's kind of random. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, we were out of dump. Couldn't dump it.
Yeah, good.
Dump. It's unfortunate.
Yeah. Well, it's our time now. All right. Where do you want to go?
They're all good. What about Mark?
Mark is where?
Line four. Or line five. Line five.
Line five. All right. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey. What's up?
Yeah, so I'm a huge baby, and I can't take a joke, so I threw a huge tantrum on the radio because I didn't get my way. Also, I'm a pussy.
All right. Now we can't take full.
Aha!
Yeah. This
will be a whole separate thing. We had Sarge calls, and now we have... Yeah. It's a whole separate legion.
All right. It's going to be a while before we can take phone calls.
By the way, that one said that he worked at a place in the health department and it shut it down. I
mean, yeah.
Everything on the screen is, like, legit.
Right.
So,
I mean, I don't know.
It's all your fault. Or my fault!
All your fault. All right. No, none of this is our fault.
None of it. Not one bit of it.
Not one bit of it is our fault. Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
All right. So, yeah, I worked at this prominent convenience store, and I have never tried so hard to fail in my life because my aunt got me the job, and I couldn't quit on it. So I was super gluing quarters to the floor, doing whatever I could to just be a pain in the ass. And we had this regional manager come in. About a half hour before the end of my shift, I'm wearing jeans. He had to wear khakis. And he's like, oh, you got to go home and change. I'm like, guy, I live 25 minutes away. I'm not going home and changing and coming back for after my shift's over. He's like, all right, that's it. I guess you're done. I said, all right, great. I was so happy. I left there. I get a call the next morning. Hey, where are you for your shift? I'm like, Ed, Paul didn't tell you. He fired me yesterday. I'm like, Paul got in a motorcycle accident last night. He doesn't remember anything from the last 2 weeks. You need to get in here.
Oh, Jesus. You couldn't even get there. Couldn't even get fired.
I still had to work there.
Didn't work to your advantage.
That's too bad. All right.
It's going to be very difficult to take phone calls here.
If they're like that, I got no problem taking them.
Well, that was a great call.
Yep.
I didn't. He did it to himself. I didn't do anything. I knew it when it was happening. And it's not going to go away.
Well,
I knew it when it was happening. Said, you don't want to do this. All right, we'll come back. We'll do it around the NFL, Rich.
Yes, we shall.
All right, so here are the headlines.
The games are only half of it. Thatcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Around.
You play to win the game.
The NFL.
Oh, break his hands.
In 15 minutes, give or take.
Honey, 5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich around the NFL is brought to you by Leonard Transplant Associates. Schedule your free consultation with the hair doctors of former NFL players Wes Welker, Rob Ninkovich, Sebastian Vollmer, and Chris Gronkowski. Call Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Dr. Robert Leonard at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
What a weird day in the NFL, and last week I didn't think the Steelers could lose in a dumber way than they did. But last night, they said, not so fast. How about this? The Chargers down from being down 16. Phillip Rivers drives his team 64 yards down the field, and they set themselves up for a game-winning field goal attempt on the Pittsburgh Steelers' 21-yard line. And then the following coincidence happens.
And it is over the top of the crossbar and no good. But there's a flag down at the 21-yard line. There's a flag down.
Boy, when they call offsides on the Steelers, this play's going to go
berserk. Oh, yeah. With Jones to put it down. Block! Flag, another flag. Artie Burns.
On all sides again.
Came up with it, but they clearly came across the line. So you got another flag and you get another shot. And he does it.
That was unbelievable. Artie
Burns. Yeah, Artie Burns was offside again.
25. Penalty declined. Field goal's good.
The Chargers win because of three offsides in a row. The first one, he shanks it. Offsides. The second one, a blocked field goal attempt. Offsides. And then when they finally make it, it's offsides. And they say, you know what? We'll decline. And the Chargers go on to win.
Am I the only one who thinks that you shouldn't call offsides three times in a row?
These were blatant.
I know.
Like, they were bad.
But there just becomes a time.
You have to, especially on such an important play.
Well, they certainly missed, and I'm not a fan of either team, but, I mean, they missed their right tackle from San Diego basically sprinting backwards.
Yeah, this is it right here. This is a non-call.
You got movement up front. Everybody thought it was a false start. The pass is deep downfield. Travis Benjamin for the touchdown, and everybody in the stadium wants to know how they got away with a full start. 46 yards.
So after that, you know, they were like, I don't care if it's a tiny bit of movement, we're calling.
Well, I mean, what's funny, what I don't like is when you're watching a football game, with all the minutia and all the crap that they pick through, the stupid refs and the dumb replay. If I can see, and everyone knows, it goes without saying, I'm no football expert. But if I'm watching a game and I see something, it's one guy's job to stare at that line of scrimmage.
Yep.
And if I'm seeing it at home, how the hell do you not call that?
Refs missed it. Refs missed it. But the overwhelming, the evidence is bad for Pittsburgh. The Steelers, that's the biggest blown lead they've ever had in that building. And it was a big game, too, because now their division lead is down to a half a game on Baltimore's come out of nowhere. Pittsburgh's not ready. Playoffs start in 4 weeks. Pittsburgh's not even close to ready.
And by the way, James Conner goes down yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it was that bad, and I'm not hearing anything, like, gratuitous.
We don't know.
But you just don't know.
You don't know.
So,
and the Steelers figured out a way to lose. They did everything they could to lose that game. They were up 16 points in the third quarter.
Here is a very wide-eyed Mike Tomlin.
We didn't establish rhythm in the beginning of the second half. We had a couple drives killed by penalties, holding penalties. It's catastrophic. You know, I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to do that because I sent enough money to New York.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's the ref's fault you lost. Yes.
Well, that
didn't help.
It didn't help.
They didn't help, but Pittsburgh was awful in
the
second half.
But, I mean, you're going to begrudge the guy for being upset at the officiating?
He should be upset at his team.
John, I believe he is. But I'm also going to tell you that I would be upset at the officiating as well.
Well, it looks like the Jets are going to get a new coach, or maybe the Browns.
The Jets are.
Andy Lee gets it down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. Zane Gonzalez, 2-for-2 on field goals in his first game as a Cardinal.
Yep, Cardinals beat Green Bay at Lambeau. I read something ridiculous like the Cardinals won in Green Bay for the first time since 1949 when they were the Chicago Cardinals.
Who was president then?
I don't know. Some guy with a big mustache, I'm sure.
My God.
Yeah, so
fat guy with a cane.
who's the dude that got stuck in the bathtub? Taft, right?
Taft. Yeah. That's like 1912, but that's close enough.
That's right. So because of that, they said, we're not even going to wait. Mike McCarthy, you are gone. This is before he was told he was fired after the game.
You don't become a bad coach, though, after all the success you've had here. So you got a good coach. You got a great quarterback. I mean, do you look at this and go, God, we should be better than what we are right now?
Well, I always believe we're going to win every game. I've never felt that any time I walked on the field in athletics that, you know, there's always a path to victory. I've always believed that as a young man and definitely as a coach. So, yeah, I'm extremely disappointed in the outcome today, but we made too many mistakes.
Now, why is Aaron Rodgers not getting any blame? Because Aaron Rodgers has been awful. Like, I mean, he's been making bad decisions for a while.
Because you can't do anything. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it.
I understood, but I mean, you can't fire. You're right. You can't, and you're not going to, and you never would. And the only really move you can make is get rid of the coach. However, like, I don't hear anybody crapping on Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers has just had this thing where, you know, I don't know how many people are constantly watching Green Bay games, but you're told over and over again about how exceptional he is, and then you just go, okay. You know? Like, how many times do you watch Aaron Rodgers play?
Like, a lot.
Are NFC North games and stuff?
When Aaron Rodgers is on, and if there's nothing else on, it's the fish tank. I mean, he's like, he's one of the few players that I'll watch. It's anything.
But what I'm saying is that, I mean, you're not following the team closely. I mean, so I think it's just one of those things that you're told so often, and he's fantastic.
Well, the results. I mean, just look at how well they've played and how many postseasons they've made.
Think about Aaron Rodgers and think about the injuries he had. Randall Cobb, and he's got one receiver, Davante Adams, and that's it. And he has, I think, 21 touchdowns and one interception.
He's a great player. My point is that he's not going to take a lot of blame for many reasons, and one of which is it's just understood how fantastically physically gifted he is my point. I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback. I'm saying that he's never going to get that kind of pushback.
Hello, AFC East. Mike McCarthy and the Big Green. Go from one green team to the next.
What's McCarthy's specialty?
Just being frumpy.
Yeah. I don't even know what
that is. You can see what the selling point is. I mean, the Jets want a guy to tutor Sam Darnold. Here's a guy who's been with Aaron Rodgers for a long time. Makes sense.
Well, the Jets are, I mean, the Bulls got fired yesterday. I mean, he's fired. I mean, would they...
Dude, they had the Titans.
I mean, it was a foregone conclusion anyway, but if there was anybody left on the island, yesterday kind of forced him off us.
And he should. He should lose his job. And then they start again.
Again.
And that's what you want with a young quarterback, too, is to consistently change the offensive coordinator.
Fred, I know you feel bad, obviously, about how that Jets game ended. So yeah, can I play you something to make you feel a little bit better?
Yes.
Mayfield in the gun. Scrambles out to the right side after getting the snap. Throws deep downfield, right side of the end zone. And it's intercepted. Andre Howell deep in the end zone with the pick. The third interception of the game for Houston.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? You know what Baker Mayfield was feeling yesterday?
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Did you hear the guy make fun of him?
No.
Oh, you guys didn't hear that in the post-game press conference?
Oh, J.J. Watt.
Yeah, J.J. Watt said, I guess he wasn't feeling so dangerous this morning.
Yeah, Watt was quick to point that out after the game was over. Yeah.
First I hate J.J. Watt. That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, J.J. Watt's corny, but yes, that was a great line.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. You watch Baker Mayfield. I'm very confident about this.
Mayfield,
you watch
in the second half. 351 yards passing in the second half yesterday.
Because all they did was throw the ball.
I understand, but he's still got... I mean, look, there's something to be said for a guy who throws three... And I'm not in love with Baker Mayfield. Just the facts state this. He was awful in the first half. That's as bad as you're ever going to see him look. Mm. And he still threw for 351 yards in the second half.
And how
it's pretty good.
And how about the Texans winning 9 games in a row after losing their first 3? And I still don't think of them as a threat to the Patriots.
No. They'll have to come here. Now, look, if the Patriots lose in Pittsburgh and they have to go to Houston, maybe they have a chance.
Doesn't
Houston
matter.
Will never win coming here.
They won't, but they would still win in Houston. Dude, that Bill O'Brien just has an unbelievable ability to crap himself when in the presence of Bill Belichick.
You might be right about that, but and Troy Brown said it here, I watched Deshaun Watson, I watched that defense, and if you remember, Houston, what was it, the last time the Patriots made this? Two Super Bowls ago when they came here for the AFC Championship game, they made Brady look bad for about 3 quarters there. Remember the constant blitzing up the middle? I mean, if that defense continues to play it the way it has been the last 2 months and Deshaun Watson is healthy, I mean, remember, they played Watson the first game back from major knee surgery, the first game of the season. He didn't look like himself. He looks like himself now.
I just see Bill O'Brien showing up.
I think this is a much closer game than you think.
His game plan is going to be every play was that one Josh McDaniels had on 3rd and 1 yesterday where it was a direct snap to James White. Jesus. I just see him overthinking himself and vomiting on his shoes.
Maybe. All I'm saying, if Houston's going to beat the Patriots, they look like, right now, they look like they're capable of doing it. Think about how they've played the last 9 games, Rich.
Yeah, they've been excellent. The defense has looked amazing.
I mean, I
should know I have them.
Granted, you're right. Bill O'Brien craps himself within the presence of Bill Belichick, but if the game's in Houston, I'll give them a chance.
All right, when we get back, we got to discuss Odell Beckham Jr. being called out for not trying. And boy, were they right.
Yeah. Well, he threw a hell of a pass. All right, we will be back in just a moment.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 88.5 Sports Hub.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich. Rich, what else is going on?
Take this caller because I have this clip here. I did not notice this when it happened. So,
all right, Rob, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hey, so I'm calling because I thought this was hilarious. So it was probably right after halftime. They came back from television, and I'm sitting there. I think they panned out to the sideline reporter, and all you heard was, Joe Buck sucks. And all I could think to myself was, man, Joe Buck just got sarged.
Now, we've had Mike actually found what he's talking about. I did not remember this happening, but here we go. This is Aaron Andrews on the sidelines.
Zimmer told me offensive and defensively, he felt like his team just needed to settle down. For the offense, he felt like they saw a lot of doubles. For the defense...
Yes.
Joe Buck doesn't bother me.
Well, he doesn't anymore. He used to be very sanctimonious.
When he again...
Randy
Moss thing was the most ludicrous. And, like, now he wants to be, like, captain when he had the Joe Buck show and it was just going to be loose.
You know what? That was just ill-advised.
No. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, how can you be both people? How can you be so sanctimonious about Randy Moss like pretending to moon the crowd, and then you're going to have Captain like, hey, this is just a hang.
Yeah, I think even he has kind of called himself out. He's fairly self-deprecating now, and I guess his autobiography is pretty funny.
Yeah, there's enough literature in the world.
Even though I wouldn't read it, but I've read some stuff out of it, and it you know, doesn't make him look that great, which I kind of admire that quality. So good for him, good for Joe Buck, and good for the guy yelling Joe Buck.
Zimmer told me, offensive and defensively, he felt like his team just needed to settle down. For the offense, he felt like they saw a lot of doubles. For the defense...
It's all conversation except for Dan Fouts. Dan Fouts. Like, how did you play in the NFL, play quarterback in the NFL, and just get everything wrong?
Well, it's almost like Fouts doesn't see what's happening in front of him. Like,
it's not almost like he doesn't see it. There was a play in the Jets game where Jamal Adams ran into a defensive lineman before the ball was snapped, and he said he thinks it was a false start.
We just saw this happen. Remember, it happened to Phil Simms a couple of years ago. I brought up Dierdorf about 10 years ago. I mean, it's happening to Fouts. It's time, you know, and it's obvious.
Yeah. I mean, it just really bad. Wrong about it. Wrong more often than right, which is almost impossible.
This is the one night that I'm a little upset that Monday Night Football doesn't have our old friend, who's the guy who used to call
Sean McDonough.
Sean McDonough, because apparently they are debuting the Captain Marvel preview tonight. Because we all know how great McDonough was when they did the Star Wars.
This is
going to
be a layup for Tessitore, I'm sure.
And Witten. And Witten does drive me a little crazy. I mean, not as much as some people, but when...
I've watched one game of Monday Night Football, so that might be the...
Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, when McDonough was up there when they did the Star Wars one.
A lot of excitement. Here at Soldier Field, I'm joined by First Order Stormtrooper.
It was just like he couldn't.
So there you have it, just a taste of what you can expect in December. You can see how excited First Trooper to my right here is.
So he was all
Star
in.
Wars certainly got their money's worth there.
I was still on board at that point, I think. I was still there.
No, you weren't. You jumped ship on McDonough. Yeah, you were on McDonough Island for a while.
I was.
But by that point, no. There was.
Was I off by then?
You were gone.
I've lost track.
Yeah, you were totally gone. Yeah. Well, yesterday's game, the Bears versus the Giants. Bears had a surprisingly good record. They were 8-3 going into yesterday's game. And they came back. They were down 10 to the Giants with under 2 minutes left. And one of the reasons is because of this onside kick that was pulled off by them correctly. However, listen to what happens with Odell Beckham Jr. during this play. Onside kick. They're down by 7.
Anthony Miller and Adrian Amos on the far side of the field. Here's the run-up by Parkey. Going to hit it to the near side. It's bouncing in the air. It's available. Brown is near it. And it looks like
he's got it.
The Bears do have it. Wow, they execute the onside kick, and they've got it at the 47-yard line. Bears territory. Daniel Brown, the recovery. He comes to the near side. It was bouncing around, and he recovered it. It was Beckham that he should have picked it up. He was right there. Let it go right by him.
He didn't want to pick it up. He tried to swat it out of bounds like Eddie Jackson did a couple weeks ago. You cannot
like
do that.
Anthony Miller did it.
Miller, excuse me. You cannot do
a
that.
A stunned look by Pat Shermer on the...
Wasn't that Cam Newton was it the Super Bowl? He didn't dive for the ball.
Yes,
yeah.
It was the Super Bowl.
It was very similar to that. Odell Beckham goes up and does a little dance to make it look like, you know, I couldn't quite get to
right.
it. And then afterwards, someone asked Odell Beckham Jr. By the way, the Giants ended up winning in overtime. But Odell Beckham
Did
Jr.
Did you see that pass he threw?
Yeah, Beckham had a touchdown catch and a touchdown pass.
He did very well. There's sometimes you just go like,
yeah.
My God.
I looked at that and I was like, that's not fair.
At the time, I just watched my son's team get beat by 50.
Oh.
But seeing that athleticism of just running around and then basically like in the air, what did he chuck that ball? 50 yards?
Around 50, yes.
I mean, my God.
Looked like he didn't die for it. Did he have a chance to die for it?
It sounded like a question that, you know, just was you just asking just to ask, kind of, you know?
On the onside kick, did you think about...
That sounds like kind of like his question, you know. So I'm not really going to talk about that, sir. Game's over. We won. You know, we're in this locker room with a good feeling.
People are going to question your effort for that onside kick. It's already out there. People would say that.
That's fine.
What would your response be?
It was a great kick. You know, sometimes somebody makes a better play than you do. You know, I could dive in there and still not get the ball. So, you know, it was a very tough call. Nobody should ever question my effort or my heart. That's the last thing you can do. You can question me as a person, as a man, whatever you want to do, but my heart and my effort can never be questioned, ever.
I love that. You can dive in there and still not get the ball. Well, you're not going to get the ball if you don't dive in there.
Well, he convinced me.
you make a good point.
What he's doing, he's baiting the New York media. All right, is anyone going to ask you in finals like third guys up? Yeah, I'll ask. People don't think you tried. That's basically what it is. Yeah,
I was going to drive to work, but there's always a chance to get a flat tire.
Yeah.
So I just don't drive to work.
Yeah, so you just don't go to work.
Yep.
All right, Bob the Sauce Man E is going to be on with us. He is the voice of your New England Patriots. We will talk to him in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.